土民主反共普罗政治民声起义
myradio.hk
最详尽的新马资讯，带你看尽世界马坛，论尽马圈天南地北，马场 USB 节目主持人尤达辣辣。
好啦，翻嚟第三節嘅馬場 USB 嘅遊達會客室啦。咁今次請嚟呢位嘉賓咧都幾特別啦，又係一位外籍人士啦。咁呢位嘉賓咧，咁本身咧都同香港馬王步步友咧都有啲淵源嘅。咁點解咧？步步友個阿媽就係由呢位先生咧就擁有嘅，咁就所以咧，我今次咧就趁呢個國際賽嘅時間咧，就請咗佢嚟上嚟咧，我哋會客室就同我哋傾下偈啦，咁同埋講一啲關於一啲步步友嘅一啲不為人知嘅嘢，咁同埋關於嗰個馬佢個步步友個媽媽之後生咗嗰啲嘅子嗣又係點樣咧？咁啦，依家咧我就想就介紹啦 ，Mr. Chris Lawler，Thanks Chris，Welcome to the show。To this program,
thank you, Paul.
咁我就想開始就會問阿 Chris 咧，就係咧，即係點樣佢會買到呢一隻步步友嘅媽媽嘅。So Chris, let's tell our viewers, because I just introduced with an introduction about you. You own the dam of Able Friend.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So I'm sure that a lot of people in Hong Kong, a lot of Able Friend racing fans. Must be very interested that to know how I mean that you have that you own the dam and then how you see Able Friend as a champion. So would you tell us about to start with how what when you start own the dam?
Okay, well, about 2 years ago, I went to the broodmare sales in Sydney, and I was looking for a mare or two to go to a horse called Delicani. And I had a short list, and the Ponte Piccolo, the dam of Able Friend, was on the top of my list. Mm. And she was for sale from Taranga Stud, which is Mr. Stuart Ramsey, who is the breeder of Able Friend. I just thought she was a really good, strong type of mare that would suit the stallion I wanted to send her to. And I managed to buy her before Able Friend hit the big time. Mm. So at that stage, he'd run second at Rose Hill, and then he'd won a provincial race. He'd been shipped to Hong Kong at that stage,
right.
But he hadn't raced. So about 3 or 4 months after I bought her, I noticed that he was having his first start in Hong Kong. Mm. I remember listening to the commentary in Hong Kong and thinking, well, we'll wait and see how this horse goes. And of course, he won first up in Hong Kong, and he ran a very, very good time for 1,200 metres. I said to my wife at the time and my son, Shannon, who's also very interested in racing, I said, I think this horse is something special.
Right. Okay, let me translate a little bit in Chinese. 咁啊 ，Chris 頭先就講咧，就係話咧，就係佢點樣會揾到即只步步有個媽媽Ponte Piccolo。咁就係兩年前咧，咁佢喺一個即係賣呢個黐馬，即係肉繁殖黐馬嘅一個拍賣會裏面咧，就想揾一兩隻嘅黐馬，就即係做一啲配種嘅肉馬嘅事業啦，即係學下肉馬咁樣啦，咁就喺個揀嘅過程裏面咧，就咁啊揀到就呢一隻步步有個媽媽咧，咁就係佢其中一隻即係揀即係一個對象嚟。咁當時咧，步步有咧就我啱啱先至叫做開始即係喺澳洲叫做初出賽，都仲未係成為而家嘅馬王嚟嘅。咁或者我哋先去張相先，就係呢只步步有媽媽個樣先。係啦。咁啦，系啦，相中呢一隻咧，即系驮住嗰个企咗喺度嗰只咧，就系步步有嘅妈妈啦，Ponte Piccolo。咁咧就跟住之后啦，咁佢就买咗只马女翻嚟啦，咁就开始就配种咧，就揾只 佢就依家佢睇住佢咧，佢就配一個揾一個馬種馬就叫做戴萊吉利啊。咁戴萊吉利都大家知道喺即係喺法國啊，喺歐洲都係一隻幾出色嘅一隻馬啦。咁啊配揾怎就揾咗只配種，咁最後就買咗佢翻嚟配種。咁之後啦，咁佢喺到只步步有開始出賽嘅時候咧，咁即係贏咗嗰場喺澳洲贏咗之後咧，咁跟住就賣咗嚟香，即係跟住就運咗嚟香港啦。咁運咗嚟香港之後啦，咁佢就睇住即係只步步友喺香港即係贏咗第一場即係賽事嘅之後咧，跟住咧佢哋咧就全部就開始咧就覺得好著弱啦，就覺得咧即係咧呢只步步友咧就應該可以即係有一番事業嘅。So，咁我跟住就會問啦，就係問即係跟住佢買啲日步步友嘅時候，咁即係步步友喺而家就周歲馬嘅時候啦，咁係佢哋睇到覺得係嘅觀感係點樣？所以 I'd like to ask you, of course, I mean, you when you bought the dam that Abel Friend already began his racing career, but I knew I know you did look up Abel Friend when he was a yearling, right?
Yes, well, we'd seen Abel Friend, and one of the things I did when I was researching the pedigrees that I was looking at from that sale was to look at what they'd sold, and I was quite impressed by the fact that he'd bought so much money. So I knew this mare had the ability to throw a really nice horse. And of course, he sold at the Easter yearling sale for $550,000 to, I think, the bid of John Moore on behalf of Dr. Cornell Lee. And of course, he's gone on to be the superstar that we know today.
是啦，咁就阿 Chris 頭先解釋啦，就因為咧當時即係買咗只 boot 呢個步步友，即係當時佢係以一隻周歲馬賣出嚟嘅時候咧，當時個周歲價咧係55,000澳洲紙嘅，咁即係當時一睇到，哇！呢只馬竟然係咁即係咁賣到咁高價啫，當時啦，咁但係嗰陣時佢都仲未擁有嗰只馬乸嘅，咁跟住後來就係步步友未開始變咗即係而家嘅馬王之前咧，咁佢就覺得啊，即係已經睇到呢只馬乸，佢可以真係配到一啲好嘅馬咧，同埋可以揾到一啲好嘅種馬嚟同佢配種。咁或者跟住嗱嚟緊下一張相咧，就係只步步友係作為周歲馬嘅時候嘅情況啦。OK 啦 ，this photo is Abel Friend as a yearling, right?
That's correct. That's at the actual yearling sales where he was sold.
係啦，咁你睇到呢張相就係當時咧，即係佢喺呢個雪梨嘅English 嘅復活節拍卖会里面咧，咁啊攞出嚟行就俾啲人检阅啦。咁我哋见到佢当时嗰只型格都已经系有个样出嚟。You already see the confirmation, everything already really 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 compact, very correct and
even as a yearling, Paul, he was a big strong horse, and that's why he brought the money because he was just such a big strong colt.
系啦，咁佢就即系阿 Chris 都解釋啦，就因為呢只馬佢當佢一隻周歲馬嘅時候，佢本身已經係一隻好大隻、好肌肉型、好壯身嘅馬。咁你知道佢呢、這個佢係配 Shep Madel right？
It was Shep Madel
係啦，咁配只 Shep Madel 咁就即係本身隻馬都係比較大隻。點你睇到佢咧呢個相咧就係即係嗰陣時嘅情況啦。咁 so Chris， let me ask you further that when you see Abel Friend right？ Began that won his first race in Hong Kong, and you were so excited because you have the dam at that time, and then and it keep on progressing really really well, and then become the champion in Hong Kong, and also is currently the highest rated race horse because.American Pharaoh and Golden Horn already retired.
Yeah, active
racehorse.
Correct.
咁我就想問佢咧，就係話，即係呢只馬而家咧，即係睇到佢咁好嘅成就啦嚇。咁對於佢自己作為即係叫做半個肉馬者嚟講咧，咁佢對於嗰只佢自己嗰啲即係子嗣又有啲咩寄望 ？So I was trying to ask you. So if you now you seek able friends such a good performing racehorse and highly rated internationally as a first highly rated in Hong Kong. What do you expect? I mean, from your now the yearling that with Dana Carney.
Yes. Well, I mean, the market will ultimately make the decision. But I would think that the colt that we have to present at the yearling sales in 2016 will be of great interest to the market internationally, because not only will there be buyer interest from Hong Kong, but also from Europe, where Delacani is owned by the Aga Khan.
Yes.
He has produced 8 Group 1 winners for the Aga Khan, as a stallion. So he's a very, very successful stallion. He's now shuttling to Cornerstone Stud in South Australia, which is the property of Mr. Sam Hayes. And he is, you know, he's a magnificent stallion. I mean, he is one of the best walking stallions I've ever seen. It's also a very, very interesting family, because there isn't a stallion family on the planet that has had 5 consecutive Derby winners. So you start off with Millreef, then to Shirley Heights, Darshan, Delacani, and now Reliable Man. So Delacani was a super racehorse, won 8 of his 9 starts.
Yes, including the Arc.
He won the Arc. He won the French Derby. When he won the Arc, amongst the horses he beat was High Chaparral, who's a very highly rated Coolmore horse. So you know, this colt has a lot to recommend him. He's a big, strong colt. He's got good bone. He's very correct. He's got an excellent temperament, and I think those that are looking for a nice horse will be very interested in this colt.
咁咧，Chris 嗰匹嘅即係帶來吉利嘅子侄啦，即係配翻同呢個步步有嘅半兄弟啦，咁佢就已經係準備咗，會係喺嚟緊出年嘅復活節拍賣會喺 Sydney 嗰度咧，就會賣嘅，就會俾人競投嘅。咁佢就當然咧就覺得啦，即係有步步有呢只馬嘅前科啦，咁佢都寄望咧，即係話呢只馬係可以即係賣到好嘅價錢啦。咁應該咁同埋就係話，因為本身佢嗰個父系啦，帶來吉利咧，都喺歐洲咧，都係一個幾好嘅一個血統啦。咁亦都出過8匹嘅一級賽嘅盟主。咁當然香港即係歐洲嗰邊都會可能會有啲有興趣嘅買家，再加上香港咁，可能因為有步步有啦，咁好多香港嘅馬主啊或者練馬師都會留意翻呢一匹半兄弟究竟係點樣咧。咁同時間咧就係話佢成個血統各方面咧，即系都系一个几我哋叫做血统好优良嘅，即系有同埋成条线咧都系有好多嗰啲打比嘅盟业心打比嘅盟主，咁所以咧呢一只伊岭咧，即系呢一只周岁马咧，其实即系会对Chris 嚟讲都系一个几好嘅几大嘅期望啦。I have to add also because of the 4 the depreciation of the Aussie dollar.
Yes.
That help the buying power, purchasing power of Asia people, particularly Hong Kong.
Yep.
So I'm sure that when your horse is offered on the sale ring, I'm sure that it would definitely catch a lot of eyes from other, you know, trainers and owners.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, he's a lovely colt, and I think for those buyers looking for a horse of this quality, they'll be very interested in him as a yearling.
咁我哋跟住或者去下一張相啦。Okay, we go to the next photo. So, 跟住呢只咧就係 able， 即系咧步步有就係 it was an able friend that go for the Hong Kong Mile last year.
Correct.
Yeah,
which he won very decisively.
Yes， 咁呢個就係步步有當時舊年即係贏呢個香港一里錦標嘅時候嘅情況啦。咁我哋去下一張相呢一隻。Okay， we move on the next photo. So this foal.
This foal is the latest foal out of Pontypiccolo. This is the more than ready colt. So earlier with the photo we saw him lying in the grass, that was he's roughly a month old there. He was born on the 26th of October, but he's a very, as you can see, a very strong colt. So he's only a baby. He's only six weeks old.
呢一隻馬仔咧就係 colt， right？
Colt
呢一隻馬仔咧就係咧 又是步步有的 半兄弟，这个就最小的就不 是刚才那一匹，我们刚才描述的那一匹，稍后我们都会有那张照片给大家看。这一匹就是摆 more than ready 的，那就这幅相影的时候大概是六个礼拜左右出了世，六个礼拜左右，那你已经见到它已经那个型格呢，前胸啊后装啊都已经是很匀匀，很 balance 啊，就是那个型格已经是生咗出嚟已經睇到，咁同埋你睇到啲腳啊，嗰啲咧都係好，即係生得都好筋骨，好都好積，好通，好通明啊，同埋好段落分明咁樣。我哋話即係去埋下一張相啊，咁下一張相就係嗰只帶來吉利嘅子子啦。好啦 ，this one right， this one is a Dalekani。
This is the Dalekani。
係 ，OK。
He's probably 2 months old at that stage。
嗯。系啦，咁呢一匹咧就嗱呢一匹嗰啲嘅 BB 仔咧就係頭先阿 Chris 所講嗰匹，即係帶來吉利嗰個子子，當佢出世嘅時候大概係兩個月到嘅時候嗰個樣嚟嘅。咁你見到咧，即係咧佢個又係一樣啦，同頭先嗰個細路一樣啦，就係見到佢嗰個前胸咧都係啲肌肉啊，都已經係有咗個型啦，同埋個後裝咧。是好圓潤，同埋已經有肌肉成。I was just describing to the viewers that、it was highly really good conformation. Even 2 months, it shows very good bone, muscle and the big, and the back conformation. Everything so nice. Even two months old.
Well, this mare is a lovely mare. I mean, she's very quiet, very docile type, and this is what I think is very good about her foals, is that they are very easy to handle, very sensible to handle. She produces horses with very good bone, with you know, a great style about them. They're I mean, look at even from the photo, they're an intelligent animal. He's very easy to handle, and all the foals we've been associated with have been exactly the same.
咁啊 ，Chris 头先就讲啦，即系话嗰个妈妈咧，即系Ponte Piccolo 咧，本身系一只都几文静、好乖嘅一只嘅马乸嚟嘅，咁都同埋平时即系嗰啲即系马房嗰啲手足、牧场嗰啲手足咧，即系都照顾佢咧，都非常之都好容易去照顾佢，都唔使话做有好多麻烦嘢。咁生出嚟嘅子子啦，好似呢一匹咁样咧，咁佢都系亦都系啦，即系喺个即系通常呢啲生咗出嚟咧，都要陪住个阿妈一段时间，等佢再大定咗咧，先至将佢拎开，即系独自养咁样嘅。咁你睇到佢都亦阿 Chris 都形容咧，就系话即系嗰只呢只伊领呢只马仔咧，本身都好乖好文静，同埋嗰个脾气都好好。咁即系绝对系有一啲即系马王嘅即系嘅 potential 啦。即系咁究竟即系，但系咧系唔系即系去到步步有咁样咧？咁啊，当然就要拭目以待啦。So。After we talk about when we talk about let's go back a bit on Able Friend, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
咁我就想讲一讲就係关于即係步步有即係之后即係佢有几次嘅远征，尤其是远征英国嗰场马，我想睇下阿 Chris 呢对于嗰个睇法点样。So I was just explaining to the viewers that I would like you to share with us.You know, when you, I'm sure when you know that Able Friend is like that such a great champion, then I'm sure every race you go to follow and try to feel the excitement and hope when they achieve a good result, that would help you as a owner of the dam, right?So I want to ask you something that one of the campaign that he ever ran overseas was the Royal Ascot, and at that time I mean now we know that the results how it finished, so we are not going to talk about the results because everybody knows.
Yeah.
But I want to ask something that when you know Able Friend decide to go to England, go for the Royal Ascot.What is your initial feeling?
Well, I was excited to see him go, but I was also, my view was balanced because I think it was he was going to have his seventh or eighth start. So he was very late in the campaign. So he's raced obviously predominantly in Hong Kong. He's then taken into a completely different environment on a completely different racing surface, being a straight track. okay, the horse has travelled. He can travel. He travelled obviously from Australia to Hong Kong, so the horse has the ability to travel. But to compete at that level is very, very difficult at the end of a campaign. And when he went to the barrier, he didn't look settled. I mean, when you watch him race in Hong Kong, he's a very settled, relaxed horse going to the barrier. But he looked as though he was, you know, he was not completely happy. He was sweating up a bit, all of those sorts of things. And I had some concerns when he went to the barrier that, you know, he may not run as well as we would hope.
OK, 咁 Chris 呢就其实初初呢佢当佢知道呢即係步步有係打算去英国即係跑一场皇家亚视国嘅赛事之后呢佢当第一个感觉呢佢就比较持平啲嘅态度嘅。即係佢觉得哇但係呢佢有一个比较担忧嘅地方就係话呢因为本身隻马喺香港呢当时已经係跑咗一整季啦即係虽然话场场都叫做唔系话赢得好，都叫做赢，唔系话点样用力都赢得好轻松啦。但系始终都叫做跑咗咁多场赛事，咁所以咧佢好担心就系话，究竟由一去到一个差唔多嗰个备战嘅最后嘅阶段嘅走去跑嗰场赛事，咁究竟即系会唔会适应到？咁最后真系当然大家睇到咧，佢当只马去到嗰边嘅时候，即系咧佢 travel 即系可以搭到飞机都冇问题。但系去到当真系跑嘅日咧，你见到佢去到个跑道咧，只马都已经系同喺香港嘅时候嘅步步又系好唔同。佢觉得系好即系好唔习惯嗰个环境啦，同埋要跑一场1600嘅直路，仲系上车。即系的确系一个几大嘅难度，咁所以咧就当时即系佢都有啲担，阿 Chris 都有啲担心，即系话究竟即系步步有跑完嗰场之后，究竟可唔可以恢复过嚟啦？咁 so now and then you know from how Able Friend finished, then he came back to Hong Kong and prepare for this year the international campaign.Of course, by the time we record this, we don't know the results yet. So,
yes.
So we can't tell at the moment. But from the last two runs before this big race, what is your feeling? 我就想問翻佢咧，就係話咧，即係喺跑呢場一香港一里錦標之前。因為而家我哋錄呢個影嘅時候咧，我哋都仲未知道個結果嘅。咁當然希望就係話。到佢真係跑嗰場一里錦標就贏啦，但係我就想問佢就係話，當時即係之前嗰兩場即係贏完嗰場1200之後，跟住再喺嗰場1600輸，咁我覺就想問一問阿 Chris， 即係當時你佢覺得嗰個感覺係點樣？即係會唔會驚只馬王係翻唔到嚟 ？So I was asking you how you feel, and then when he lost on that mile race, do you ever feel nervous that the champion's not coming back?
No, I didn't feel that at all. I think.He has had a spell in England on the grass, which I think will be of enormous benefit to him. I think his lead-up race when he returned over 1,200 metres showed that he was possibly better than last year. I think the other thing is there's been a number of very, very good horses from Hong Kong over the last couple of years that were beaten in that lead-up race where they've run second.Almost all of them have come out and won the Hong Kong mile after being beaten. So I think the horse is absolutely on track to win the race tomorrow. It's a very high standard race. I think there are 7 international horses in the race. I think it's a stronger race than last year, and he'll have to be at his very best to win.
咁阿 Chris 就即係讲啦，佢即係话第一，即係呢佢觉得步步有第一场即係赢1200嗰场呢，其实就隻马系个因为佢跑完英国嗰场之后呢，佢亦都可以返返嚟先㗎啦，我镜头。咁即係呢嗰个喺英佢可以喺英国嗰度呢就唞咗一个即係有一个悠长嘅假期。咁隻马即係唞足晒恢复晒元气咁返到嚟。咁所以跑嗰场1200呢，佢就觉得系即係即係就覺得隻馬王就翻咗嚟咧，咁跟住咧就講翻啦，即係話佢跑呢場香港一里錦標啦，咁佢都覺得咧都信心都即係佢都覺得都好有信心嘅，因為始終即係隻馬而家呢個時候佢覺得狀態都係 peak， 即係喺度最高峰啦。咁當然啦，我哋都要睇下即係到真係跑咗出嚟，究竟個結果係點啦 ？OK， we don't have much time left， so let me ask you one last question that about.Your expectation about your breeding with Ponte Piccolo.
Yes.
So after Dana Carney, more than ready, which stadium you want to be next?
Well, she's already got an early positive test to more than ready. She's about 15 days in foal at the moment. Mm. So we just fingers crossed that she will get to a 45-day positive test and she will continue on to produce the next foal.
OK. 咁阿 Krista 啱啱頭先就講啦，原來呢嗰隻馬女呢，馬乸呢，就啱啱呢就喺15日前呢就即係正式正獸醫呢就證實咗呢佢又再受孕，咁亦都係同 More Than Ready 呢就再打配呢個 More Than Ready， 咁再配咗已經成功咗受孕㗎啦。咁佢就希望就話過咗45日之後再做一次嘅驗孕嘅測試呢，咁證實咗真係個真係完全 OK 啦，真係承認啦。咁就希望呢隻 More Than Ready 嘅指示呢就繼續可以呢就延續即係步步有嘅光輝啦。But let me ask you, but I want to ask you, why haven't you considered put back to Chamadale again?
Well, the main reason with Chamadale is that she's now, the mare herself is 14 years of age, and Chamadale's in Europe. So I would have to travel her a long way. But a possible future option is that we've got a two-year-old filly by Manhattan Rain out of Ponte Piccolo. So that's a possibility that we would look to send her to Europe to go to Chamadale.
剛才我就想問 Chris 呢這個最後一個問題，就是呢因為呢步步有都知道個父系就 Chamadale 啦，咁我就問點解佢唔考慮咧，即係咧配翻 Chamadale 啦？咁當然啊，頭先阿 Chris 解釋就話咧，因為原來咧 Chamadale 本身咧佢就係、是、，so Chamadale is not a shuttle stallion.
He hasn't shuttled to Australia, I think, for about the last three or four years.
係啦，咁因為 Chamadale 本身咧，佢就已經係有三四年咧就冇穿梭喺澳洲配種。咁如果佢要揾只 Chamadale 配種咧，佢就要運只馬乸過去歐洲就同 Chamadale 配種。咁佢就覺得咧，即係要只馬周居勞頓飛咁耐咧，就可能係好辛苦。咁就當然就希望，即係佢都其實自己都好想咧，即係話有即係再有時間，因為始終只馬乸都仲係14歲啫，咁都仲其實仲有啲時間係可以即係等到嘅。咁我都希望即係有一日咧就可以見到咧，即係步步有嘅全兄弟或者全兄妹馬可以咧就喺跑道上咧就再出現啦。So,really time really run fast and we now coming to the end of the show, so I really wish you all the best with your breeding with Ponte Piccolo, and hopefully we see more and more able friend siblings and half brother sister, or later on if happen to get involved with Chamadale, we have a full brother of able friend, that would be very, very, very nice.
Well, that'd be great to see. And you've just, you know, breeding is not an easy game, so we just take it one year at a time and one foal at a time. But yeah, we have our fingers crossed and we hope that we can produce another outstanding horse like able friend.
咁係啦，咁阿 Chris 都話啦，都好希望咧，即係話日後嘅都可以出到佢啲周岁马出到嚟咧，都好似 A 被步步有咁样咧，咁成就咁超卓。咁我头先我都代表我哋马场 USB 都祝愿阿 Chris 同埋Ponte Piccolo 咧，可以咧就继续咧延续步步有嘅光辉。So once again, thank you very much to come to our show, and again I wish you all the very best with your breeding and your yearling will sell big time in the Easter sales.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
So, thank you very much again.
And looking forward to that big race tomorrow.
So, 咁啊，再一次多謝阿 Chris。咁啊，今次嘅馬場 USB 嘅尤達會客室咧，就告一段落啦。咁我哋下個禮拜同樣時間再同大家見面。拜拜。